Okay, guys, I haven't recorded an audio again recently, and I've been wanting to. And today I'm just home alone, and I thought it would be a fun time to try. So I've been wanting to film this specific audio with an excerpt reading from this book that I'm obsessed with called Priest. And the author is Sierra Simone. She's incredible. She's truly like what turned me on to erotic literature to start with. And I think she's just an incredible author. However, I want to try to read this excerpt and use my vibrator at the same time and just see if I can make it through this whole scene before I come. So when I read it to myself, I've read this book a couple times, and when I read it to myself, I generally can't make it through this scene. But we'll see, maybe reading out loud will be different. So just a little bit of setting. I'm home alone today, and I know I've posted some photos, I think, of this red one-piece like jumper lingerie that I have, and I'm just gonna post another one with this audio because it's the one I feel the most sexy in, and I really like to wear it whenever I'm home alone and doing things like this, like looking at porn or reading erotic literature or just making some coffee. So anyway, I'm laying on my bed right now. I have the red jumper on. I have my wand vibrator here, and my book. So, a little bit of setting for the story. Basically, this priest is in a confession box talking to a girl that he's pretty attracted to from the community, but obviously, he's a priest and he's sworn into many oaths and as far as not having sex or being sexual with anyone ever. And so they're both in this confession box, and she's talking to him about a recent relationship that she ended. And I'll try to do this without ruining the story. It would be so fun for me if people ended up reading this book. Highly recommend it. Anyway, okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and turn my vibrator on and give it a try. Hopefully, you can hear that. I'm gonna try to just read this through without stopping, and we'll see if I can do it. Okay. I needed to say something. I needed to help her, but fuck, it was so difficult to focus on anything other than the image of her face pressed into the seat as she gasped her way through multiple orgasms. I was going to hell for even thinking this, especially since I wanted to punch Sterling in the windpipe for acting on it, but it was almost unbearably sexy that those rough kind of things got her off. Because they got me off too, and it had been so long since I had had a woman whimpering under my touch. You're no better than him, I castigated myself. Fucking get it together, feelings. Focus on her feelings. How did it feel? How did it feel? She repeated. It felt amazing, like he was claiming me from inside out. And when he came inside of me, it felt like he was marking me. Marking me as his property. And it was his climax that made me orgasm again. I can't help it. A guy coming is the hottest fucking thing, especially when I can feel it inside of me. Oh my God. My head fell back against the wood of the booth and with an audible thud. I meant, I said in a strangled voice, how did it feel emotionally? Oh. Oh. Then a breathy little laugh and a fuck it, I'd go to hell because I couldn't not rub myself now. I was so hard, I could feel every ridge and slope of myself through my pants. My other hand toyed with my zipper as I stroked, oh, trying to keep my breathing silent. Could I unzip myself quietly enough that she wouldn't hear? Could I jack myself right here in the booth without her knowing? because there is no way I could live without it at this point. Her words were carved into my mind, and they would be there forever. I guess it made me feel like Sterling was right. I am a whore, aren't I? I had a debutante ball, and my family was listed as the social register, and I have dressage trophies, but that doesn't change who I am on the inside. I think deep down, oh my god, I always knew that Sterling didn't really love me, but I was willing to accept sex in lieu of love because I wanted that just as much as I wanted the romance. And what woman thinks like that, Father? That I'd rather have sex without love than no sex at all. So what do I do now? How do I carry the shame of all of this while at the same time knowing it's a fundamental part of who I am? Shame. Yes, I know that feeling. Oh my god. I know that feeling. I was feeling it right now, in fact. I forced my hands to my thighs, well away from my erection. Concentrate, I told myself, and when you're alone, you can take care of your problem. God, oh my god. God made us sexual creatures, Poppy, I said, wishing my words sounded more soothing than they did. With my choked voice and barely controlled breathing, they came out sounding like a dark threat. A dark, imminent threat. Then he made me sexual too, she whispered. Even now I... But she stopped. Even now what? And I was using that voice again, and there was no mistaking the danger now. I could hear her shifting in her seat. I should go, she said. I heard her reaching for her purse and then the door handle clicking open, but I was out of the booth and over to her side in an instant, standing there as her door swung open. I braced my hands on either side of the door. What in the actual fuck was I doing? Blocking her escape, because now I had to know. I had to know what she was going to say, and if I didn't, I would go crazy. She looked up at me, looming over her, her hazel eyes growing wide. Oh, she breathed. We stared at each other for a moment. I could have ended right there. It would have, even with her red lipstick and her bright eyes and her nipples and the tight little points under the thin silk blouse that she wore. Even with my wide shoulders blocking the door to the booth, even with the surge of power and satisfaction and lust that came from positioning my body against a woman in this primal, dominating way. It would have, I swear. But then she bit her lip. Those slightly too big teeth digging into her full lower lip. All pure white, digging into the sharpest, bloodiest red imaginable. And then she rubbed her thighs together, a tiny noise coming from somewhere in her throat. I stopped seeing a penitent. I stopped seeing the child of God. I stopped seeing a lost lamb in need of a shepherd. Oh, fuck. Oh. I saw only a woman in need, ripe, delicious need. I stepped back, drawing a deep breath, some valiant part of my conscience trying to flicker back online, but she took a tentative step out of the booth, her eyes still pinned to mine. I let her walk past me, but it wasn't because I wanted her to leave or because I wanted this temptation to end. No, it was more like I was giving her one last chance to escape. And if she didn't, then Jesus help her, because I had to touch her. I had to taste her, and it had to be right the fuck now. Oh, this fucking vibrator feels so good. She backed up a few paces until she bumped against the baby grand piano set below the choir platform. She still didn't speak, but she didn't have to, because I could read every tremble of hers, every breath, every goosebump. Her teeth still bit her bottom lip, and I wanted to bite that lip. I wanted to bite it so hard that she would squeal. I advanced on her, and she watched every step of mine with hunger that was beyond palpable. It was oppressive. It was ferocious. Turn around, I ordered her. And fuck if she didn't comply right away, turning and bracing her hands against the edge of the blackwood. She was still rubbing her thighs together when she reached the piano, and I stood directly behind her. I ran my index finger from her hand to her shoulder, feeling every pebbled inch of her skin on her arm. "Now, what were you going to say in the booth?" I asked her in a low voice. "And remember that lying is a sin." She shivered. "I can't say it, not here, not to you." My hand reached her shoulder. She'd worn her hair up in a loose twist, exposing the ivory nape of her neck, and I caressed it now, wanting to devour every shudder, every hitched breath. And I placed the flat of my... Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, I really want to finish reading this. And I placed the flat of my palm in the space between her shoulder blades and pushed her down against the piano so that she was bent over, the side of her face pressed against the glossy wood. She was so petite that she had to stand on tiptoe, her leather ballet flats tugging free of her heels, her calf muscles bunching into tight balls. She wore a high-waisted pencil skirt once she bent over. Oh, fuck. Try to come again. "Poppy," I said dangerously, "did you come here without underwear?" She'd worn a high-waisted pencil skirt, and once she was bent over, a slit rose high enough to expose a narrow glimpse of pink flesh. "Poppy," I said dangerously, "did you come here without underwear?" My hand was still on her back, my fingers resting against her neck, and she nodded. Was that on purpose? A pause, and then another nod. The crack resounded through the sanctuary, and she jumped at the feeling of my hand smacking her ass. Then she moaned and pushed her ass up further. I didn't spank her again, although Lord knows I wanted to. Instead, I ran my hand from her shoulder to her hip, feeling the curve of her breast where it was pressed against the piano, the dip of her waist, and the firm swell of her ass, and then I repeated the action with both hands this time, letting my hands drift down to the hem of her skirt. She drew in a breath, and I abruptly yanked it up to her waist. I knelt down behind her and spread her legs, spread them so that her cunt was gloriously bared to me. "My little lamb," she whispered, "you're so very, very wet right now." She was, wetness slicking almost every part of her. Her pussy wasn't just wet either, it was fucking quivering, pink and soft, and quivering right in front of my face. Oh, fuck. I grabbed her ass in my hands and dug my fingers in, leaning forward so that my breath tickled her sensitive flesh. She whimpered. "This is so wrong," I said, moving my mouth closer. I could smell her, and she smelled like heaven, like soap and skin and delicate female scent that every man hungered for. "But just one taste," I murmured, talking myself more and more into this. God wouldn't punish me for just one taste. I traced my way. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh. I traced my way from her clit to her cunt with my tongue. And forgive me, my God, but no communion wine, no salvation had ever tasted sweeter than this. And one taste would not be enough. Oh. Oh. Oh my God. Please, I whispered against her skin, just one more. I flattened my tongue against her clit and sampled her again. My dick so hard now that it hurt. She cried out against the wood of the piano, and I almost died because those noises and fuck me, that taste. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck yeah. Mmm. Oh. there's so much more. But I think I'm going to stop there. Oh, that is so much harder than I thought it would be. I was really hoping to get to the end of that without coming. Man. Okay, well, that was my first attempt at reading for you. And I think I might do it again. I have a lot of these books, so maybe I'll do some more of The Priest or a different book, but hopefully that was fun for you too.